This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 12th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As we move into the evening, the skies over Tel Aviv are clear with a gentle breeze, while in Jerusalem the night promises to be warm and pleasant. In Haifa, it's a cool and quiet night, perfect for those taking a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran's refusal in negotiations. A senior American official reported earlier this hour that Iran rejected demands to stop uranium enrichment and funding Hezbollah. This comes after failed talks in Pakistan, according to Walla. Also, the U.S. is preparing dramatic measures against Iran. Israel Hayom reported earlier today that the U.S. plans to halt Iran's oil exports following the collapse of negotiations. Also, this hour, the IDF tightens its siege on Bint Jael. According to Ynet, Israeli forces are advancing slowly, with airstrikes supporting ground operations against Hezbollah. Separately, the IDF chief has ordered immediate readiness for a possible return to war with Iran. This development was reported by I-24 News. And finally, from earlier today, the U.S. has announced it will impose severe economic measures against Iran, as reported by Israel Hayom. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted just minutes ago that the IRGC has declared any military vessel nearing the Strait of Hormuz as a ceasefire violation, warning of firm responses. Times of Israel noted moments ago that former President Trump has declared the U.S. Navy will begin blockading the Strait of Hormuz immediately. I-24 News_EN shared just over 15 minutes ago that the IRGC has issued a severe warning against any military presence in the Strait of Hormuz. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation involving Iran, Walla reported that a senior American official revealed Iran's continued enrichment of uranium and financial support for Hezbollah, despite failed negotiations in Pakistan. This persistent stance from Iran raises concerns over regional stability and further complicates diplomatic efforts. Turning to the U.S. response, Israel Hayom revealed that the United States is planning to halt Iran's oil exports, a major economic blow intended to pressure Tehran. This step follows the collapse of recent negotiations, highlighting the increasing tensions between the two nations. Meanwhile, the IDF's operations near Bint Jael are intensifying. Ynet detailed that Israeli forces are advancing with significant air support, targeting Hezbollah positions as they emerge. This military strategy aims to weaken Hezbollah's foothold in the area, impacting the group's capabilities. In a related development, I-24 News has reported that the IDF chief is preparing for a potential escalation with Iran. This readiness underscores the fragility of the current ceasefire and the possibility of renewed conflict. Civilians in the region are advised to remain vigilant. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reported that 598 million shekels were paid today to approximately 100,000 unemployed individuals. This includes ongoing support for about 70,000 continuing cases and 30,000 new claims stemming from the war. Separately, Globes reported that the Bank of Israel intervened in the forex market last month. During the conflict with Iran, the bank sold $64 million of foreign currency in repo transactions. And finally, CTech highlighted how mass layoffs are reshaping trust in the tech industry. Companies like Oracle and Amazon are cutting thousands of jobs via email, posing legal risks and threatening workplace culture. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.